Listen, guys, I have to show you guys something. This is a great scholar of our time, probably one of the most important people in our generation, and he had a great quote for us. So just listen up.
Hey, yo, can you guys imagine? Can you guys imagine? No, take this in. Hold on, let me turn down his music. You're Ronaldo, right? One of the greatest players ever in the 21st century. And what's his name is your captain? Harry Maguire is your captain.
Madness.
And you refer to him as, yes, Cap. Or maybe, I don't know what he says to him, but like, getting leadership, bro.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm not dissing Harry Maguire, but like
Yeah, you
Ronaldo,
are.
man, Ronaldo should get the armband, man.
Guys, please, everybody stand up. Listeners, we're gonna have a modem of silence, and then we're all gonna clap. So, three, two,
Ask
one,
Corny, I'll do it.
silence, silence,
That's so
silence,
corny.
please. Silence, please. All right, everybody.
Oh, Canada.
That is one of the greatest moments of our time. I'm
That's
just letting you
actually
guys know.
crazy.
That is
Not
a legendary footballing moment. That might be my favorite footballing moment in the last 5 years.
as crazy a pro footballer to say that
Alpha,
publicly.
alpha. What do you mean? What do you
No, that's
mean?
crazy. That's
He's,
crazy. It might come
bro.
back to haunt him.
No,
I
it
don't know.
won't. No,
I
it
mean,
won't.
if
I'm
you
on his
ever wants to
side.
leave Bayern, I don't know if you ever wants
Ace
to
is
spend
on
big
his
money
side. Ace is on
push.
his side. You know what's funny? I can actually see him going to United.
I think
That's what I'm
United would be on
saying.
his side. United would be on his side, bro.
What?
United fans were probably applauding.
Bro,
Yeah.
that was just a great moment.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
He tore him down so humbly, so humbly.
A great
Calls him
Canadian
guest
moment.
cap.
No, that's actually crazy. I respect it though.
Of
I
course,
spoke his
of
mind.
course. You have to. You have to.
But yeah, there's so much to get into, and we'll definitely bring up Alphonso later when we bring up that Bayern game that happened against Villarreal. But let's get started. Welcome to 1111 Podcast. I'm Arif.
I'm Ace.
AKA?
Nope.
No AKA?
Nope. He's fast
All
off
right.
it.
Ah, I was gonna say.
Come on, man. Humble, humble.
Humble, humble, eh? I'm Mo, AKA Joy Boy.
All right,
Oh
damn.
God. Let's get it
Let's
started.
go.
Come on.
So, no. First, I think we need to talk about Rooney. What
Rooney.
absolute loser.
Rooney.
He's a loser.
Too
Guys,
jealous?
no. Let's really think about this. This is the first time someone's got ratioed in the Instagram comments to the picture.
Damn.
Think about that. You ratio the
Damn.
picture with the comment. The reach is too big, man. Too
Yeah,
big.
fine,
Yeah,
fine.
Rooney's a loser, man. He's such a loser. He'd even double down on what he meant. I would have respected him more. He just said, "Oh, of course, everybody would be jealous of Ronaldo. Of course, six pack, everything." So, what are you on, bro? He's a loser. He's an absolute loser.
I think he was just trying
I
to.
don't rate him. I don't rate him. I
I
don't
think he
rate
was
him.
fighting for his place to get a job at Sky Sports, you know, work at Monday Night Football, work with
Yeah.
his English former United player.
But he's a coach.
It's
No
not going
offense,
so well right now. Derby's getting
bro.
about to get relegated too, so
No offense to
yeah.
Rooney. I
Secure
don't want to
future.
hear. I don't want to hear anybody from Liverpool, bro. I don't like. It's from that city. The accent's so jarring.
Hey.
I can't do it on this public. I can't. I don't want to hear Rooney's takes on anything. What he's gonna tell me about bootcut jeans? I don't want to hear it, bro.
Yeah. There's a lot of people publicly calling out each other nowadays.
Yeah,
Everybody's free to say whatever. Go ahead.
even Rooney's son cheering for Everton.
I don't know. Have you guys
Naturally.
seen that?
Why would he
No,
not?
he che he cheered for
I mean,
Everton when
yeah.
they beat United.
Rooney's an
Why would
Everton
he?
boy, though, right?
Huh?
Yeah. Why would
Rooney's
he
an
not?
Everton boy,
From
right? Like,
Everton.
he came from Everton.
Yeah, but he's United through and through, right? DNA and all that.
No,
Yeah.
I don't think Everton
But
ever
his
conflicted
family's from
with
Merseyside,
being
right?
United.
So.
What'd you call it?
Say again.
Arif, what'd you call it?
Wait, I say his family's from Liverpool. What? I
No,
don't
what do you call it?
Tripping.
Merseyside. Merseyside.
I don't know UK. Let's move. Okay,
nah, but listen, Everton, this was the Rashford Iwobi derby.
Damn. You know, Ace, by the way, a lot of people got on you for your take last week. Like, a lot of people were unhappy with it, you know?
Yeah, but no, it was a surface take, so I didn't really mean it too much. But, funny enough, they both had good games. Iwobi, he ran like 2 kilometers more than any other player on the pitch, working hard. And then Rashford had a good cameo, too, until he was subbed for some reason. But
I think it was his first start in a while, too.
Yeah,
which kind of didn't make sense. Bro, I don't think he deserved the start.
He did. Based on this game, he did. He was the best attacking player, and they took him off.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I don't know. With Rashford, there's so many question marks around him, right? It's still.
Bro, he looked the most dangerous.
Question mark.
He looked the most dangerous,
but it just didn't seem to click with the other teammates around him, right? And I've seen that a lot with Rashford recently. Well, we can say that for seasons now. Like, he just can't seem to build a chemistry. Like, Rashford's been how many years in United? 7 years, 8 years since Van Gaal? And have we ever seen a chemistry built with another attacker? I can't really name a partnership that Rashford's ever built with.
Lingard?
No. I would say Lingard.
Lingard is just a friendship. It's not something on the pitch. That's more off the pitch.
Martial, he had a little one too.
No, yeah. Not really. I think for the most part, both of them didn't really play together a lot over the years.
That's true.
You know, so that's what I'm saying. With Rashford, I haven't seen that click with other players, you know, so it's just he has his game and I don't see it clicking with others too, so.
I actually want to talk about another attacker. Hate to say it, but what's going on with Sancho, man?
Yeah.
No, listen, that's my guy, but I don't care about I care about the performances, but there's no numbers. Like, there's nothing to really put on the board other than, he had a good game. Like, what does that mean? You're an attacker. You have to do something. I don't remember the last time he scored. I do not remember the last time he scored.
I think it was against City, if I'm not mistaken. It was the City game, but with Sancho,
you get what I mean though. Like,
no, I hear you, and he's not really getting minutes like he was before. Like, even I was questioning like Ragnick's decision the other week. Like, came off international break, didn't play a single minute. Obviously, Southgate is not looking at Sancho anymore, and he's still
anymore. He never did. He never looked at him.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't, bro. No, he didn't. Southgate he came before,
out. Yeah. He started in the Euros.
What?
No,
Sancho?
He didn't.
He started the game in the Euros. Yes, he did.
One game,
he didn't
bro.
Play till the...
And even then, at the final game, he got subbed in the 120th minute, bro. He didn't get a look in from Southgate. He didn't. Southgate did not rate him.
He was on the squad, so he got a look.
Ace, I'll be honest. I forgot.
That's meaty.
The penalty shootout.
No. Mo, what are you talking about? As in, he never got a look.
He Tomori never got a look. Yeah, and that's even worse.
Tomori never got a look.
That's even
worse.
No,
I'm not comparing them. I'm saying that's the definition of not getting a look. This guy was in the team. So what do you mean
he didn't get a look? Bro, he was in the team because how many wingers are in the world that deserve a spot over him?
It's quite
you can't
lot.
Name anybody after the wingers that are on that team that you're like, oh yeah, this should be on the England squad.
Last season or this season?
Last season.
What do you mean? You see his numbers last season? He definitely deserved the spot.
I'm saying he deserved it, but there weren't many players that you could name outside of him that would have been on that team. And then he wasn't allowed, then he didn't even start.
Yeah. And like I said, I forgot when we were all watching Euros, I legit forgot Sancho was on that team because he was not even an option for Southgate. Like, he never looked in. He was always Grealish, Rashford here and there.
We were all calling for him to start. Let's not forget. We were saying Sancho or Grealish, left wing.
Yeah.
Sorry, not left wing. We were saying we want them to start, not over Raheem.
Yeah, we said over Raheem. Like, we were done.
We did say in the before, but during, we didn't say it.
During, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Course,
Raheem came up big.
Yeah.
Game-winning goal after game-winning goal.
But yeah, United, I think it's over. Like I said last week, that top four joke, it's time to play the kids, man. It's done. The season's finished. These guys, it's just same old United right now.
Speaking of kids, boring. You seen Ronaldo smack that phone out that kid's hand?
Oh, that was great. That was amazing. I loved it.
Bro, how did you love that?
I want to see how Mo's agenda follows through here. Where are we going with this, Mo?
It's not even agenda, bro. Sure? That was childish.
Ah, he was probably annoyed, man. Was it after a bad result? Bro, was it after the Everton game? Or was it during the Portugal?
The kid didn't have it in his face. The kid's phone was pointed down. And then Ronaldo just walks by and slaps it. It wasn't even his face.
That was wild. That was wild. But nah, it's crazy. I like to see it.
Bro, the Ronaldo goes, hey, man, I'm sorry.
Come watch a free game.
To reconcile with Sporting and Integrity, we'll bring you to the next Old Trafford game. Bro.
I'm not gonna lie, Ronaldo's my guy, but I'm rinsing him. I'm getting money. You should pay me to come watch the game.
Emotional damage, bro. I'm getting emotional damage. Send me a million.
What?
Get out of here. I think Conor McGregor did the same thing. He got arrested for like throwing someone's phone down too, and he got paid for. The guy got super. He got the bag for it just because he broke his phone.
That kid needs the bag.
Let's move. Let's talk Arsenal now, man. I think this is a very fun week for Arsenal fans.
We never covered
the worst Arsenal week in a while.
We never covered Crystal Palace last time, and now
we're gonna talk about it.
Yep, thank you for Monday.
And now you guys lost to what's it called? Brighton. You lost to Brighton. Dropped 6 points. Mm-hmm. And you guys are confident about top four.
Yeah.
By the way, were we confident? I'm trying to think of.
I could firmly say you guys are confident.
No, we were never confident. As Arsenal fans, in our hearts, we're never confident. We don't have that type of confidence.
I don't know what's in your heart. I know based on what you said. Both of you said Arsenal's making top four.
We said they're making Europe. But we weren't as confident saying Champions League. We said we'll make it because we believe in them, but we don't have full confidence in it.
I heard a certain man say, "Yo, we're coming for Chelsea." That's what I heard.
Oh no, that was me. That was me.
It was close though. We weren't that far, Mo. At one point, it wasn't that far.
My question was, can Chelsea even stay in the top four? Like, is there a small risk? But yeah, I forget I said that.
That shows a lot of confidence in making top four if you're talking about coming for the third seed team.
Or even talking about Chelsea.
I'm not even saying I don't care it's about Chelsea. I'm saying just going for a third seed team means you're confident about making fourth.
But yeah, no, I'll be honest. I have a theory. Like, for example, if you look at all the teams that face Arsenal, they are so up for it. Like, I've never seen a team like this in my life. For example, Brighton, when they came to face us, they were playing it's like it's a final. Dan Byrne, he went up for a header on a corner kick. And then right after he missed it, he sprinted full speed back. The ball's not even in play.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see players move like this unless it's like a final.
But you know what it is?
I guess that's part of being a big club. That's part of being a big club. But
Brighton drew with Norwich the game before.
It's not the big club effect. It's not that.
Crystal Palace always show up.
Hold on. I'll tell you guys what it is. Looking back at that 2015-2016 season when Chelsea was doing abysmal, that first half, people were still kind of parking the bus. Then they got a 1-2 goal. People realized, oh shit, these guys are easy. Then they went, I guess, big club, and also they look like food. And every team that second half was trying to go for it. That's what it is. You have the name, and then you're not looked at like you're at the same caliber as like City and Liverpool. You know what I mean? They're saying we can get a result on this big team. So they go.
The thing is, that's obvious, but I think it's more than that. I think it's like we need to beat them so we could talk shit about them. That's what it is. It's like an ego thing. It's like, let's beat these guys. They're not as good as they think. They're a bunch of young kids.
Back-to-back derbies too, no?
Brighton?
Yeah. This is rival.
Yeah. It's technically a London derby, but yeah. But
not London derby, like your rival.
But no, I hear what you guys saying. Like, there's that big game effect as well. And I do think it's more so on the players where they see there's a big spotlight on you now. And is there a chance to maybe get the bag in the future, right? Yeah. There might be a team or a scout watching you for this specific game. And I've seen that happen a lot of times, like big performances against Arsenal, and these guys get like a decent signing. Like that kid from Middlesbrough. Who did we lose to the FA Cup game? I forgot. It was Middlesbrough, whatever.
And then
now they want to sign the right back to Spence. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's usually these small games. But anyways, Crystal Palace, I don't know. They always show up against Arsenal. I feel like it's a yearly thing.
No, they destroyed us. They destroyed us.
Connor Gallagher destroyed us. Everybody destroyed us. But Connor Gallagher is an absolute problem, man. He is an absolute problem. And I remember we had the conversation last week about Chelsea midfielder. Who's going to come? Who's going to stay? Who's going to leave? Connor Gallagher has to start. He has to play beside 100%. Conte or something. Jorginho is gone, bro. He has to start.
100%. He's the Conte replacement. He's the Conte replacement. He's not the Jorginho replacement.
But I would like to see Gallagher play with Conte.
He's a Conte replacement if you guys play four in the back.
Maybe, yeah. And
just in general, as a Conte replacement. Suited. Bro, our midfield would be so headless if we had just Conor Gallagher and Conte. It would be just all over the place. Randomly, you just find a gap in the middle. It wouldn't be good.
But like Ace said, when you play four at the back, I think he's perfectly suited for that. With the three at the back, maybe it doesn't work as much. It probably doesn't. It ruins the chemistry a bit. But with the four at the back, he's the guy for it. And what I've seen he did to Arsenal that day, he is a dangerous man. Connor Gallagher is a dangerous
man. Or at the back, he could do him, Conte, and Jorginho at the base. That could work.
Yeah,
that could work.
But let's get back to Arsenal. Like, and Ace, I want to hear your thoughts. Like, what do you think? What's the problem here? Like, what went wrong, especially in that Palace game?
I think I seen this tweeted, but basically Arsenal were scoring off almost every chance they got before. Our wingers were so clinical, but that can't last forever. Like, if you look at the amount of chances we create, we do not create a lot. Of good chances, we do not create a lot. We're just clinical. Like, if you look at the numbers, I don't have them in front of me, but it's not that good. So eventually, when you end off that purple patch of you just scoring every chance, and it's tricky to get a good shot on target, then that's when trouble comes. But yeah, I guess it is a problem with experience. It's a problem with injuries. But at the end of the day, I think, I don't want to say it comes down to the manager, but the manager has to have some type of like accountability. Like, this is the Premier League. This is Arsenal. So as much as some people are Arteta in, like, at some point you have to look at the situation. You have to look at the situation and ask, hey, how many times has this guy had sackable offenses and he's gone away with it?
Yeah.
Like, for example, if we don't make top four, this will be the third season where we're not finishing in the top four. And like under Arteta,
six years without Champions League. That's what I wanted to bring up. If we finish eighth again, like if we keep the performances going, if we keep losing games, there's a good chance we could finish eighth. As bad as United's been, they could still finish above us. Like, do you know the fixtures we got coming up too? It's insane. Yeah. Like, these are the games we should have won.
I'd rather finish eighth than going to Europa, honestly. I'd rather finish eighth. So technically, we lose so much by becoming fifth.
Actually, you know what? I'm not with you. And I'm going to go back to what I said earlier in the year. Arsenal's best chance to get him back into Champions League is through Europa League.
No,
that is our only chance. No, man. I'm telling you, who are we competing with? Who are we competing with? Chelsea, we're not Barcelona? Beating them. We're not. No, I'm talking about in the Premier League alone. We're not beating Chelsea. We're not beating Liverpool. We're not beating City. And low-key, we're not even beating United. And we're probably not going to beat them in a couple of weeks from now. So I don't know. It's just, I don't see it happening.
I just want to point out with your theory
that... I don't see
that
it happening through the Premier League.
I just want to point out with your theory, Arif, that teams like Barcelona in the Europa League and West Ham and Lyon, Leipzig,
West Ham we can beat
Atalanta, them. You guys aren't beating West Ham. What are you talking about?
Beatable teams. What are you talking about?
They're tough teams.
Bro, they're tough teams.
They're not beatable, but they're tough teams.
These aren't gimme games.
Yeah, they're not.
Bro, you struggled against
Brighton. I'm saying we're more likely.
You lost to Brighton and to Crystal Palace. Those teams are worse than the teams in the Europa League.
Bro, I
how are you going to say you can win
38 games? Once a week over 38 games is better than midweek when you're trying to focus on the league and Europa? No way. No way. With our squad, it's not even big enough. Yeah. No way, man.
And another big issue, and I feel like we talked about this all year, is like you mentioned earlier, like experience and scoring goals.
Yeah, go on your Lacazette rant. This is what I'm here for.
I'm changing my PSN. That's all I'm PSN is changing. If anybody doesn't know, PSN from like 3-4 years now has been Lack of Blood Closet. Believe me, I'm paying the $10. I'm changing the PSN. I don't know what it's going to be, but I would have liked it if it was Aubameyang, because I kind of missed that guy, if I'm being completely honest. That guy's out here scoring so many goals. We're stuck with the striker who scored one goal in 3 months. He scored one goal in 3 months, and it was a penalty. He scored a game winner, which was own goal. That was not his goal. He scored one goal in 3 months, which was a penalty.
I seen somewhere this guy has like, I don't want to quote if I'm wrong, but it's like over like a couple thousand Premier League minutes without a non-penalty goal.
It's insane. It's insane. No, it's so like, I think we're low key. We're kind of overachieving. We're in contention of top four without a striker. It's kind of nuts, if we're being honest. That's why I'm not too upset over the results. But
say that's again, a terrible. City won the league without a striker.
Who? City? But it's City. It's City. We're not City. We don't have Kevin De Bruyne.
Liverpool are playing right now without a striker.
According to Mo Salah and the Egyptian Mo Salah and Sadio Mane are strikers, right? Did you not say that not too long ago?
No, I said they play. Anyway. I say they collapse in the striker position, but they're not. I don't know strikers either.
Oh, semantics are here.
It's not semantics. It's a fact. The top two teams are playing without a striker.
Yeah, but we're Arsenal. We don't have Liverpool's quality of players. We don't have City's quality of players, world-class talent all over. Like, we don't even have a world-class player on the squad. So what I was saying, I'm not going too crazy over the results, because low-key, I do think we're overachieving as a squad. I don't think we should have been this good this season. Maybe it helped because we weren't playing twice a week like before in Europa League, but things could be better in the same time. But if we do finish eighth, then the question marks have to come up again and come back to me again end of season, whether I'm Arteta in or Arteta out.
Yeah. Just last thing on Arsenal. I don't know who to point faults at, like from the players, but I don't know. It just looked like everybody, like the whole team took a step down in terms of level. But like, I don't know. I kind of look at it like, were we like bottom feeding, we're just beating up all the bad teams and then going on a good run of form and getting our
losses?
Yes.
Ace, you remember I got shut on Twitter for that.
Mo, relax, huh?
Mo's right, though.
I told you guys a long time ago.
Say it twice.
I said it months ago. You guys just beating terrible teams.
Say yes no, once. You're right, Mo, except maybe West Ham, arguably, and that's probably it. But no, remember, Ace, I got shut on Twitter. People cursed me out on Twitter. Saying, I said it was all fun and games when we're beating the small teams. Remember what everyone said?
Destroyed me, remember?
We lost to United this season. We lost to Liverpool twice.
Yep.
We lost to City twice. Last game was unfortunate. We lost to Chelsea in the beginning of the season. So you see what I'm saying? Like, we're not winning the big games, right? We're just winning the smaller teams. And right now we're not doing that either. So I don't know. What do you think? Top four over for Arsenal or? Still a chance.
There's a chance just based on numbers, man.
Definitely a chance, but the problem is the other team on the other side of London. Well, not even the other side, in the same part of London. Tottenham.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, man. They're flying.
Conte's a killer.
Yeah. Harry Kane is going nuts right now, if I'm being honest. That's why I put him player of the month for March, and right now he might be player of the month for April as well. He's going nuts, and his partner, the Korean man, South Korean man, son, is actually killing it right now. He scored a hat trick the other day, right?
Listen, this is why I was so big on Kane, because when he does stuff like this, he looks like one of the best players in the world.
Yeah, he's low-key moving like Benzema.
Like low-key. He did take 19 games off. Let's not forget this. Let's not forget. He took 19 games of a whole season off. Yes, he took 19 games off. But let's also not forget who he is and what he can do. Because the way he's playing over like the last couple of months, ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Nah, he is moving like Benzema. Like, he's playing that 10 role plus 9 role. Like, he is just feeding off Son. Like, it's insane right now. And Tottenham are just going crazy right now. It's like back-to-back, like, 4-0 wins or something like that.
Yeah.
Goal differential is insane. Like, this is why Arsenal, I low-key probably don't have a chance to top four if they just keep this up.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with the fixtures they got, too. Like, they have much easier fixtures right now than Arsenal do, so...
Yeah. Bro, yeah. Those two guys are so crazy, bro. They're top two out of the three in goals and assists in the league.
I think a couple seasons like that too.
No, I think I need to correct you. It's not those two. Those three guys up there, Kulusevski.
Yes.
Son.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, that's true. He's only been half a season. He's killing it.
Dangerous trio, bro. Apparently, he has more goals and assists than Vlahovic. No, Vlahovic in Juventus.
Yikes.
Yeah, but Vlahovic, the Juve play very differently.
Yeah. Let's not do the excuses thing.
It's not. It's just if you want.
I'm on Vlahovic watch. But
yeah. But one thing I want to add with Tottenham, and I think I brought it up with you guys before. I'm not too sure. Remind me if I didn't. But it's the ambition, and I'm starting to see that a lot more with Tottenham when it comes to ownership. And they're really spending the money. They're going all out for this team strictly to win games. And the reason I say that, Antonio Conte, that's a big hiring. Mm-hmm. That's a big hiring.
That's the biggest hiring.
That's what I'm saying.
This signing of the season.
They spent a lot too this past couple of windows. They kept Harry Kane. They forced to keep him. What's his name? A midfielder. Can you remind me?
Bentancur.
Freaking Kulusevski, who I'm a huge fan of. I was wishing Arsenal would have signed him, to be honest. Like, I wouldn't mind him because he's so versatile. He could play on the left, right. Perfect player. But
yeah, he's a grown man, too. Like, the way he plays, he's grown.
Yeah, man. But yeah, the ambition, like, Tottenham's really showing it, and it's kind of deserved, and it's showing in results, too, right?
So. Yeah. I think you guys know who the biggest loser of the whole Tottenham, Antonio Conte phases? United. They had the chance to get him.
Yep.
But they kept the PE teacher too long. Let's think about that. They kept Ollie for an extra couple games when they knew he should have been gone anyways. And they lost the chance to sign Conte.
Do you guys think that Kane's going to stay now? Because I feel like he's going to stay.
He's going to lose suitors.
It depends how many years left on his contract, though. I don't think Tottenham are willing to sell.
Yeah, I just don't think anybody's spending 100+ anymore for him. And I don't think Kane is in a rush anymore. I don't know if City would buy him. That was the guys who would spend 100 million. I don't think they're going to buy him.
That's a good question. And I wanted to bring this up maybe in the future because there's obviously all the Haaland talks for Man City. And I'm starting to think, and this might sound crazy and this might come back to haunt me later, but Kane might be a better fit for City right now than Haaland is. And I'll tell you for one reason. It's that passing ability. Haaland cannot pass the ball anywhere close. I don't even think Haaland is like top 5, top 10 strikers in the world when it comes to passing. But Kane is arguably second, third, maybe?
Second.
Right after Benzema.
Confident second.
Yeah, you know.
Kane is one of the best number 10s in the world.
That's what I'm saying. And he can definitely, we know he's going to fit in perfectly in Pep's system. Question mark still there with Haaland, you know? I'm not too sure.
I agree. Haaland's not a passer.
Mo, I have a question. You know your Bruno Fernandes false nine take?
Yeah.
Are you thinking of Bruno Fernandes doing what Kane's doing? Is that what's in your head?
What do you mean?
Like, you know how Kane's dropping deep, distributing, arriving in the box late, scoring goals. Is that what you're thinking about what Bruno Fernandes can do?
That's what Bruno Fernandes should be doing.
He should be, What was that?
That's where he's best at.
Bruno Fernandes in the Kane role.
Yeah, that's where he's best at.
I'm just trying to understand. I'm not even roasting.
Yeah, no, that's legitimately where he's best at, I feel like. He's not, obviously, I feel like he's more like a hybrid between Firmino and Kane. That's where I see him.
I would not say Firmino at all. He plays hero ball. He just...
Oh, yeah, that's the Kane side of him, though.
Kane sometimes plays passes.
No, I'm not talking about the passing. The shots that he takes sometimes is crazy. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking like that kind of that element of just I'll go for it. Like, that's the Kane part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But like he's a smaller build, so you can't play like Kane, obviously.
You know what my problem with Bruno is? Completely off topic, but my problem with Bruno, I just don't think he's a composed player at all. Like, he's not composed. Like, mm-hmm. I've never seen a guy like this with so much ability.
Yeah. But
all those decisions that you make when you're just, that seem rash, it's panic. It's panic season. Like, mm-hmm. there's another player I want to talk about in the City-Liverpool game. He exemplifies composure. Exemplifies composure. If you look up it in the dictionary, you're going to see him. Composure. Mm-hmm. Well, Bruno, complete panic. Yeah. So, I don't know. I think we should just get to it. Just see City-Liverpool?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about it. What a game. What a game.
Ah, man. Who's your man of the match? Who's your man of the match?
De Bruyne.
It's either De Bruyne or Sadio Mane. Just because the
game
to
wow.
But Sadio Mane didn't play 90 minutes. I don't know.
You know who mine is? Thiago. Thiago was dictating the whole game. Mm-hmm. The whole game. Bro, he was getting the ball in challenging positions and easily passing out of a press. If that was any other player, I'm telling you, if that was Jorginho, if that was Conte, if that was Partey, maybe Partey can get out of some situations. But Thiago, nah, man. That was one of the best games I've ever seen him play. Ever seen him play. That was my man of the match for sure.
He needed it. Wait. He needed it. Honestly, in general, he's having a great season. Like,
amazing. Entirely. Season. Amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
And it's a big jump from last season where we were having the question mark whether he's a flop or not, you know? So good for him.
We were roasting him.
Did you just imply it's Thiago and then Partey?
No, no, no. I couldn't think of names for composed midfielders who can get out of difficult positions.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
I've seen Partey get out of difficult positions, but the way Thiago was getting out was it wasn't with pace, it wasn't with power. It was just intelligence and technique.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nice. He'll just stop the ball, like change his mind. Like, quickly, for example, imagine you're dribbling towards the left. He'll just stop the ball, immediately turn the other way and spray the ball. Yeah. Like, quickly. That's not normal. You have to have a flexible brain to just change your mind, make decisions. So, yeah.
I like your take with Thiago, but I don't think he was the best midfielder on the pitch that day. And come on, guys. We have to be honest. Kevin De Bruyne, best midfielder in the world.
That's what I'm saying. Honest.
Midfielder in the world.
Big
performances, the best midfielder.
Champions League.
Yeah. Big performances against big teams consistently. Yeah. Consistently. I think I have a stat. I don't have it in front of me, but like the amount of goals he scored against Chelsea, Real Madrid, the Barcelona.
Oh, bro, just like the last couple of games.
You know? He scored against everyone.
First goal against Liverpool in the midweek when they're facing Atletico, he scored the goal. Before that, he scored the goal against Chelsea. He scored against United as well. He's just been putting up big goals.
And he's putting up the performances as well. And I know you are both performances guys. And Ace, you have to be honest.
He had a great game, but I missed bits of the game. Did he do a lot after his goal?
Yes,
he did.
He was vital in every transition. Bro, even at the end of the game, he had a crazy turn and pass to Mahrez. Like the pass.
Mahrez should have won them the game.
Yeah, no, he had cold legs. He just came on.
And it was, again, low-key, Mr. Pep Guardiola going a little kind of confusing us all, starting Jesus over Mahrez, which kind of worked out, too.
It did work out. He wanted the athleticism against Liverpool, which made sense. Yeah. Sterling had a good game. I really liked the way Sterling was playing.
Unlucky with the disallowed goal. But
Foden was balling. Mo, tell me Foden wasn't balling. Every touch he took was dangerous.
I don't know how you watched that game and you thought Foden. There was like three other players in City that were ahead of him. Like, it's just easily off top.
Every single one of his crosses were in dangerous positions.
Bro.
You know, Ace has favorites, man. Ace has favorites.
Favoritism. This isn't even favoritism.
It 100% is. Bro, he didn't have a better game than De Bruyne.
Bro.
I'd say Jesus had a better game.
Oh, man.
Sterling was more important to the team.
No way.
Him and Bernardo Silva are probably equivalent. Like,
yeah. I would say,
But you're not hearing me say, yo, Bernardo Silva had a game.
We just went through all the attackers. What are you talking about?
Bro, how you picked out Foden, that City team is crazy.
This is corny. He had a great game, bro.
I'm not saying he did it. I'm not saying he did it, but to point him out like he was a standout is wild.
Yeah. But
he was a standout for me. He had dangerous crosses that all people had to do is get a touch on. Like three, four times.
Not like Salah on the field. Not like Salah on the field. Foden!
But yo, to be fair, it's hard to call out anyone who had a bad performance.
Yeah, like, Rodrigo was good. Everybody was good.
Everyone was good. Like, probably the worst performer, and this is just me reaching, was probably Fabinho. You know?
I'll say Trent defensively.
Oh, Trent. Yeah. I forgot about
Trent
that.
Trent defensively.
Yeah, I'd say Trent. The memes are kind of hilarious.
He falls asleep. He took a couple plays off. Bro, yeah, even early on, offensively, he was misplacing a whole bunch of passes.
Offensively, he was giving a lot more than most Liverpool players, though.
No, bro, everything in the beginning of the game, except for that assist, he kept losing it.
Sometimes, but like, I think he gave more offensively for the most part, and he was a big threat for City.
I mean, he better.
I'm more leaning on Trent.
Forward player, you better do something offensively. He's just right back, and those three occasions where he was the furthest forward player.
Yeah. But yeah, it's nonetheless great game. You know, they're playing again Saturday for the FA Cup semifinal. I don't know if you
remember. No way.
Yeah, man. So we're getting another Liverpool City game. This is spoiled. Like the classic.
That's after the second leg of the Champions League too.
Oh yeah, is this business week?
Business end.
Damn.
Business end. But
there's so much football now. You know, let's get into it. Let's talk Champions League.
Wait. Before that, 8 games left, 1 point apart. City is up by 1 point. Mm-hmm. Liverpool's up on goal difference. Who are we going with? Who's winning the title?
Let's go. I want to see the fixtures. I have to see the fixtures before I.
Off top of your head.
Give me a second. I need to look at this. I need to be right.
I'm going with Liverpool. I don't know. City just seems like there's times where it just seems like they're beatable. I don't know how to explain it. Liverpool seems like they're always up for it. Like they're always up for it. It doesn't matter if they go down a goal, they're gonna score.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's just that 1 point gap is kind of tough to be if these guys keep going on this crazy run. City do have easier fixtures right now. Liverpool has United twice actually.
Yeah. I think it comes down to how far they make their Champions League runs.
That's what I was thinking too. But I'm looking at City's fixtures right now. It looks like a wrap, if I'm being honest. They got Brighton. They got Wolves, which is Wolves have been
Arsenal?
Definitely really down.
We
face them twice, yeah. Watford.
I take it back.
Do we have Newcastle, Aston Villa.
I take it all back. The winner of the league is going to be the loser of their semifinal match.
Yeah, that's a good show.
Whoever loses that semifinal is winning the league.
Liverpool got big games, man. No, bro, let me go through the fixtures right now. So United, as I mentioned, they obviously have City on the weekend, and they do have still Champions League. They got Everton, they got Newcastle, and then they got Tottenham. They got Villa, Southampton, Wolves, and then United again. So this could go any way.
I see that Wolves game being tough.
Everton always show up against Liverpool. Plus, they're in a relegation battle.
No,
bro, they're in a relegation battle. They're going to fight.
Liverpool are going to sink their ship.
The Tottenham one is the big one.
Tottenham's a big one, yeah.
That's a big one. Tottenham show up in big games.
Yeah.
I think this is the most I've ever talked big of Tottenham in a podcast ever. Probably in my life.
This is a record.
For real. But yeah, okay. I'm gonna stick to my predictions, like I said at the beginning of the season. Man City.
Yeah, I think I want Liverpool to win so bad, but I feel like City's gonna wrap it up.
Yeah, and I do think I'm hoping we see them both in a Champions League fixture real soon. But let's talk Champions League quickly. Let's talk the big game, Chelsea Madrid. Mo, thoughts on the game?
Hey man, King Karim.
Yeah.
You had a good game. You had a very good game.
Ramadan Karim?
The greatest footballer in the planet, Kareem. You heard me. Greatest footballer in the planet, okay? I'm going to keep reminding y'all. Greatest footballer on the planet, Kareem.
I don't think anybody can debate you, no?
Back-to-back hat tricks against Real Madrid, against PSG and then to Chelsea? Come on, man.
Ridiculous, ridiculous.
That's insane, bro. This guy is insane. He's getting better with age. He's not slowing down. Fair enough, there's injuries here and there, but he's just keep getting better. It's insane. We keep talking about, oh, he's going to be replaced by Mbappe. But no. I actually want to ask you guys this.
Nobody's talking about replacing Mbappe.
No, but hear me out. No, but there's been talks, whatever. Like, it would be like the future, obviously, Mbappe and whatnot. But this is my question for y'all. Say Mbappe signs for Real Madrid next season. Who's the better player?
It's not who's the better player. It's a 1-2. Well, 1-2-3 with Vinny, though.
Like, who would you think is the... Who's the number one and who's number two? Who's LeBron? Who's D-Wade?
Benzema's the one.
No. Think Benzema's the one. LeBron.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. There was a lot of question marks there because a lot of people, obviously Mbappe's dealing with that right now.
There's no question marks. Mbappe and PSG isn't the number one right now.
Benzema plays like LeBron.
Mbappe moves like LeBron too, for being honest. Like, he's always been the best player in every team he's played at. And right now, he's still the best player, and he has Messi.
I love that take. I love that take.
I wouldn't say he was. He was the best player every team he's played at.
Don't worry, Arif. I'm with you on that take.
I wouldn't say that.
Yes, he has been. Mbappe?
When he went to PSG, he wasn't the best player. It was Neymar's team.
Yes, he was. Excuse me?
What do you mean, excuse you? It was Neymar's team.
When was Neymar the best player on the team?
When he went there, it was his team. What are we talking about?
It definitely was Neymar's team.
Every headline is Neymar.
I don't know about that. Neymar, you talk about this weekly. Where is Neymar? It was sister's birthday, blah, blah, blah.
I know I do, but it's still his team. It's still his team. Yeah, just because he decided to take a break from it.
Since he's 17.
Just because he decided to take a break from his team doesn't mean the perspective isn't still his team.
How the tables have turned, Mo's defending Neymar.
I'm not defending him. I'm saying the team, he's the number one guy on the team.
The revisionist history is crazy because let's not forget, Neymar is still one of the best players ever. And those first couple years, that was his team. Mbappe took over the last one or two.
He didn't play. He played half the season.
The last one or 2 years.
Yes. Yeah, but it's still his team. You can play two games. It's still his team. Those two games that they played together, everyone's talking about Neymar and what he did or didn't do before they talk about Mbappe. And that says it all about who's seen as the guy for that team.
Okay, last season, who was the best player?
I'm not talking about who's the better player. That's not what I'm saying.
Even go the season before when Tuchel was in charge and they took the Champions League final.
You're confusing with me saying Neymar is the player and saying assuming that he's the best player. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying he's the star player of that team.
Okay.
Whether he's a better performing player or not is irrelevant. I'm just saying he's the he's the star player. That's it.
We can agree to disagree, but let's get back to Chelsea.
Is there anything to say on Chelsea? I have a question to ask.
Go for it.
Mo, you think it's over or it's...
Here's the thing. The two goals were sublime. The first two goals by Kareem were sublime. They're great, 10 out of 10. I don't think maybe three players in the world can pull that off.
I agree.
Right? That being said, the game could have easily been a tied game. It was a lot more back and forth. We had a lot of chances, especially even the second half. We had a lot of chances. And I genuinely believe if Mendy didn't have that bad pass, it would have been 2-2 or even 3-2 maybe in our favor. That's how I feel. Because I feel like that second half, we really put pressure on them. And I still think it's the second game, bro. There's a second leg. Remember back in 2012 when we won the Champions League? We were down 3-1 to Napoli. People wrote us off, won the game. And there's always a chance.
Cooked them too.
That's what I'm saying. I think the score flatters Real Madrid a lot more.
Facts.
But we'll see. Depends on how we come out in the second game. I think if we score first, then we're good for the second game. If we don't score first, first 15 minutes, if we score, I think it's an open game. If we don't, then it's going to be, I think they won. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys did win 6-0 against Southampton. So I do think confidence will,
it's also Southampton.
Give you guys a little.
These guys are due for like a 6-7 thumping every season.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also with Madrid, the score always flatters them, but that's how they play. They play to win games, not to play good. That's not their goal. They're going to win the game by any means. So there's that. But yeah, I have a question. I just have a general philosophical inquiry that I'd like you guys to answer. Are all goals created equally?
What do you mean by that?
Yeah.
Do all goals mean the same thing?
No.
No. What do you mean in terms of like the type of moment and stuff, or?
Yeah. Like, for example, scoring in a Champions League final, right? And just stat padding in a Farmers League.
Mm.
It's not the same. You could score the same amount of goals, but the goals aren't created equal. But the numbers might be the same. So as I turn my gaze to Lewandowski in Bayern, right? Oh. What happened with him? People say this guy's the second best player in the world. Best player in the world sometimes. Where was he? Hmm. Champions League knockout round. This is what I have to ask this guy every time. Where was he? No, I haven't heard a single word. No one's mentioned his name. And I understand the tie's not over. I understand that. And these words could very well come back to haunt me. Let me be very clear.
Yeah, but I think they are.
He did not show up. No, he did not show up in that game at all. At all.
But Ace,
like 0%.
This is the issue. Because
we look at the highlights, you won't even see him touch the ball.
You could have had argument against Salzburg in the first leg where he did nothing as well, and then second leg, first 20 minutes, he scores a hat trick, you know. So it's hard to blame Lewandowski, mm-hmm. It's hard to bring up his name because he kind of always proves us wrong.
No, he doesn't. Oh, he doesn't, yeah, he because does. It's usually a team thing. I'm not saying he doesn't always prove us wrong, he does prove us wrong sometimes. I'll agree mm-hmm. with that statement, but. I promise you, if this was Neymar, if this was KDB, not really, but if this was Neymar, if this was Benzema, if this was Ronaldo, if they had stinkers in a Champions League first round, you're hearing it. Mm-hmm. Lewandowski, you never hear it.
You know this is their first L?
Am I right or am I wrong?
No, you're right.
No, you're wrong.
Somebody respond to my statement.
I'll
tell you why you're wrong. This is their first L? Since what was it 20 when Unai Emery was coaching PSG? This is their first L in the Champions League, their first one.
Lost the first leg. Oh, you're talking about just strictly fixture or knockout?
Strictly Champions League. This is like their first loss.
Listen, I only care about Unai Emery. Knockout. Let me be clear. Yeah, I only care about knockout.
They've won the Champions League in that period as well. They've gone to a final in that period. They've gone to semifinals in that period. I think it's really presumptuous of you to be like, hey, is Lewandowski really that guy after their first L?
I didn't ask that question. I'm saying, did you hear any form of criticism towards him?
Yeah, it's their first L. I think you give them the pass. That's literally their first L. That's what I'm saying.
Did you hear anything? Yes or no?
No. And I think that's rightfully so.
There we go.
I'm saying rightfully
Why?
So.
Why?
Because it's their first. Neymar, you hear something? Their first L.
He's won one Champions League. You're acting like this guy wins every year.
That's fine.
What are you talking about?
That's fine.
What do you mean his first L?
I'm saying it's been. Unai was the first one to beat him. Unai was the second one to beat him.
Come on, man. People tell me he's the best player in the world. He's the best striker in the world.
Yeah.
He still has a whole second leg to prove it, right?
No judgment. No, like that's crazy.
No, I hear both sides. I hear both sides, and I do. I slightly agree with you, Ace. And I also agree with Mo at the same time because there is that question mark. Like you mentioned, what is the importance of goals? Right, that was your question. And he didn't score a goal, and we're judging him based off goals, right? And then nothing's brought up. So there is what I understand where you're going with there, but in the same time. It's hard to live in doubt because we don't know. And I think maybe bring this question up again after the second
leg. Yeah, definitely next week. This will come back up and might come back to haunt me, but I'll live with that. But I think I've came up with a new AKA, football internal affairs.
This guy.
I'm on to everybody. I'm just getting the inner workings. Come on.
The agendas. All right, we'll end it off there. We'll see you guys next week. Take care. Peace.